around the world.
Right corner, Fisher jacks up a three. Good! There it is again, number two for Allie Fisher in this quarter. Here's a drive into the lane, handoff to Drew Brodigan. On the arc to Lessing, he's available. Got it from three-point territory. Backcourt, it goes to Cook up into Gadosh. Pulls up and tries to light it up for three-point land and does. Brooke Gadosh, a 23-footer for Anna.
Join the excitement on scoresbroadcast.com.
Gliding through the lane, off-balance, Sherman banks it right in front. Got it to go. Good play by Sherman. He went to work on Bryce Sosbick. Deep right corner, Ray-Ann Fry. Dribble drive, running one-hander. Banked it in. Nicely done by Ray-Ann Fry with a second left in the first half. Oh, look at Benjamin go to work. Driving down the left side of the lane. Dipsy-doo maneuver by Benjamin with the left hand. Wow. A terrific play by Wyatt Benjamin.
Enjoy all those terrific plays on your phone or computer. Follow the Anna Rockets, Bodkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers, Minster Wildcats, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, and Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Rogers comes out to catch, hands off to Gordon. Gordon spots up, launches a three. Good! He hit it from 22 feet. Andre Gordon, line drive, shot, nothing but Gord. 43-26 is your track meet right now. Chieftains don't want that. They do not want to run with them. Rebound Gordon. Oh, no look. Pass ahead to Bowser. Driving low up. Got it.
So many players excel on scoresbroadcast.com.
What a game. Raiders win it by 12. Who's the Clancy's award winner for both clubs?
Well, on the Rushi side, there's a lot of choices, but I'm going to go with Cole Tevy. I just thought he was terrific. He's undersized for the position he has to play, but every game that kid comes out and just does an amazing job.
Back to Heron. She lines up a three. It looks like it's good from here. It is! Maria Heron hits another one.
You're going to have trouble beating Rushi when she's getting 26 on you.
Here's Heron all the way down the lane, all the way to the rack. Shovels left hand. Good by Maria Heron. Unstoppable in this game.
I'd like to see her and Andre Gordon go at it.
Superb teams go at it every night.
Ball lobbed into Bringer foul line. One dribble down the lane. She's open all the way to the rack for two. Courtney Bringer deals to Reckerman on the arc. She steps inside it. Jump shot at the buzzer. 18-footer. Got it. Reckerman finished the first half for Minster with a buzzer-beating two-pointer.
Buzzer beaters and perfect passes.
Oh, what a nice wraparound pass. Beautifully done by Cassie Meyer. She got double-teamed, knew somebody had to be open. Threw the ball below the basket along the bottom of the key to Olivia Clark. She was the beneficiary of a fine pass again from Cassie Meyer. Oh, here's a great pass down the floor. Keyshawn Johnson, a 50-foot heave to Kirtner, low on the left. He beat everybody down the court. Caught it as he was going up. Great assist, Keyshawn Johnson. Thrown back out on the plate of Vanessa Winter. Open for 15. Bullseye. Vanessa Winter's on the money.
Money? Enjoy scoresbroadcast.com free of cost. There's no other high school play-by-play internet service like it. We're the radio on your phone.
If you guys enjoy what we do here, and if you enjoy the high school basketball in Shelby County as much as we like bringing it to you, let the sponsors know. Let them know that you appreciate what they're doing, you know, because they're not making the money off of us. They're giving us this opportunity to bring these games to you. So if you get a chance, make sure you let these sponsors know how much you appreciate their sponsoring us.
Andy Pierce, middle of the floor, bounce pass, baseline right to Siegel, reverse way up, he sticks it in. Gasson made it happen. He navigated the paint, burning into the lane. Hand off to Gasson, elbow in the left, fadeaway, 12-footer, in! What a shot by Gasson! It's tied up! It's tied up!
Since 2007, 400,000 listeners have been tied up, too, on game nights, listening to scoresbroadcast.com.
Oh, looky here! Burton is in the open area, behind the arc, and he lofts in a long triple for Jackson Center. Got it! At the buzzer! Shot. Evan Burning locked it in. Long three. The ball was delivered to him just now. A good place to receive it. Catch and shoot right away. And he pumped it in, beating the horn. And the Redskins are up 7-30-23 at the end of three. Unscored.
Good evening to you, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee from Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center.
And we've got what we think will be a very good basketball game for you tonight. First round sectional play, boys division three action. The Anna Rockets take on the Carlisle Indians. Anna coming in and her head coach, Nate Barhorst, with a great close to the season, winning 7 of the last 9, 4 of the last 5, 13-9 overall record, 6-6 in the Shelby County League. The only team in the league to inflict a loss on Rushi was Anna. Rockets started the campaign with a mark of 6-7 and finished very strong. Anna never whole throughout midseason. Health issues, injuries. Nathan Osborne may be out tonight. Could be on the bench the entire game. Would be used in emergency situations this evening. The 6'8 senior has the flu, but Joel Cathcart and Drew Schmitz are back at 100%. Won't be easy, Chuck. The foe, Carlisle, is a much better seed than Anna, according to tournament coaches. Of course, Anna plays in the stiff Shelby County League. Very potent schedule performed by Anna this year. Anna with wins over Miami East and Jackson Center late in the campaign. January losses by 3 to Marion Local, by 1 to St. Henry. And, of course, Anna, as I mentioned, beat Rushi by 8 at Anna. Big December wins included one over Minster on the road in overtime. Carlisle 17-5, tied for first in the Southwest Buckeye League with Preble Shawnee, and features a big 6'7 lad in the middle, Justin Floor, spelled F-L-O-R, pronounced F-L-O-O-R. Head coach Don Reitinger, with whom I spoke a few minutes ago, is really high on this big junior. So was head coach Nathan Barhorst of Anna. He said, we got to hold him to no more than 15 points.
I'm looking forward to seeing him. I've heard about him and haven't had a chance to watch him because we don't get a chance to see Carlisle
right
very often. So, yeah, I'm excited to see him play. Looking at Anna, they are playing good basketball. And they've got Frilling. They've got Bensman. They just go down the line. Cathcart, Rowe's been playing well. Drew Schmitz comes in and spells him, does a good job. I think that they'll have a shot tonight if they can keep Floor from going crazy inside.
It's a tough place in which to shoot sometimes because of the depth behind the baskets.
Right.
You've got an upper-level mezzanine seating of 4 or 5 rows behind the backboard. So it takes an adjustment early on, and I think jump shots from 10, 15, 20 feet out for Anna will be tough to come by. Rockets, though, do need to shoot well. They're certainly capable of doing that. Wyatt Benjamin, 15 points a game. Nathan Frilling, 11 points a game. Will be counted on heavily here this evening, along with the likes of Mason Platfoot from the perimeter, too. Austin Fote played very well over the last half of the year, and the emergence of Joel Cathcart and Drew Schmitz after midseason injuries helps so much, too. Outstanding guard Adam Goodpaster, 6-foot senior, is right at 15 points a game, half a point per contest under Justin Floor for Carlisle. Those are the dynamite duo, so to speak, Floor and Goodpaster, for head coach Don Reitinger. Second year coaching the boys at Carlisle after 8 years at the helm of the girls program. And he's got a blockbuster of a club, certainly a favorite over Anna here tonight. We saw Preble Shawnee in the previous game dispose of Franklin Monroe. And Preble Shawnee played Carlisle even during the season. They exchanged losses on the other's floor and tied for the Southwest Buckeye League standings.
Well, yeah, I mean, just watching Preble Shawnee just in this last game, could they shoot lights out.
Yep.
The basket here for their three-pointers didn't hurt them.
No.
It did hurt them for free throws. They missed enough free throws that the game could have been over much earlier.
Right.
But, it's a good league, and it's going to be a tough test for the Rockets.
Yeah, Carlisle tied Preble Shawnee for the top spot in the Southwest Buckeye League. Anna finished in a tie for fourth place in the Shelby County League with Jackson Center. Coach Nate Barhorst of Anna feels real good about his club. Still looking, I think, Chuck, for that premium game. I don't think Anna has played its very best game of the year so far. It's a team simply which has not been full through most of the campaign.
Well, I think that we saw what was probably their best game that they played was against Rushi when they beat them at home. And Wyatt Benzman scored 28. He did right. A dynamite game. But you're right. For them to put it together now, they've got the talent. And after watching the first two games here tonight, they got the talent to make a run in this thing for a little bit anyway.
This is one of six boys sectionals in Division III here in the Southwest District. There are two at Northmont along with this one, so that's three in the Dayton area. Three down in Cincinnati, one at Princeton, two at Western Brown. So those six sectional winners play crossover games for district titles. Then they're joined at the regional by a Columbus area club.
Right. They confuse me on how they do this, but I guess they have it figured out.
Just like Division III girls.
Right.
You've got six sectional winners in the southwest part of the state, producing three district champs. And a Columbus district champ comes in girls Division III to play at Springfield.
Well, you look at the seeding. I was going through the program. I'm looking at the seeding, and the seeding is all over the place because they don't seed each sectional tournament.
Right.
They seed the whole thing, and boy, did everybody avoid Versailles.
sure did. And Versailles gets a break because Waynesville, a likely opponent of Versailles in the district, got knocked out. And Purcell Marion, which had a record of below 500 at seed time, might very well be Versailles' opponent in the district should those two teams continue
right.
to win.
But Purcell Marion plays a lot of Division I schools, too.
So oh, yeah.
Their
yep.
records, usually when they get down there, they're very athletic. Their record is deceiving sometimes.
Anna Rocket shooting to our left. Anna will be in the home white with black and green trim. And the Carlisle Indians to our right are in gray from top to bottom. A lot of red trim, white numbers outlined in red, and the white Carlisle across the chest with red trim. So many thanks to our fine underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com for this game between Anna, 13-9 from the Shelby County League, versus Carlisle with a mark of 17-5. From the Southwestern Buckeye League, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney and Troy Body Car Star at 175 North Stolly in Sydney and 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, the U.S. Bank, 29 locations throughout the Western Ohio region, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. These additional underwriting sponsors, gratitude to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finish in 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? John Amp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a long look, a good one, at Primary Eye Care on the web at primaryeyecare.org. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, located between the drive and in the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Sydney Car Care, 492-9495, 492-9495. In Rushi, we give thanks to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. A lot of gratitude to them. Each came on board during the basketball tournament last March, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Also, thank you very much, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna, with on-time high-tech computer solutions, plus a variety of customized, specialty advertising and promotional items for you at Adams Tech Solutions. You can choose from pens, mugs, T-shirts, and more. All can be customized to your satisfaction by Adams Tech Solutions, which also specializes in on-time, high-tech computer solutions. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include eight expanding divisions. So many thanks to Barker Insurance, located north of Anna, or I should say south of Anna, north of Sydney on Route 25A. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none since 1972, and for the last several years, Barker Insurance is the number one most valued agency in the area. Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you, representing firms like Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, and Ohio Mutual. You're served with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance in Anna. Well, that's for sure. Located north of Sydney, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, south of Anna. Number one, Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857. When you drop by Barker, tell Denny you heard about Barker Insurance on scoresbroadcast.com. Starting lineups being introduced for the Anna Rockets. The opening five is as follows. Nathan Frilling, 6'3", senior at guard, with Wyatt Benzman, 6'2", and a junior. We tend to forget that Wyatt Benzman played a lot of basketball. He is just an 11th grader,
right,
and returns next year. Also in the opening five, Joel Cathcart, 6'3", a junior for Anna. Drew Schmidt, 6'4", and a junior, opens. And the fifth and final starter for the Anna Rockets is Griffin Dosek, 6'2", and a 175-pound sophomore who jumps center. And Anna wins the tip. Carlisle's got big Justin Floor, 6'7", junior at the post. Adam Goodpaster, 6-foot senior at guard. Here is a deep three. Dosek, right corner for Anna to start off the shooting. It's long, no good. Rebound down to Carlisle. Jake Moore is a 5'10 junior guard. Seth Butler, a 5'11 senior guard. Logan Baker, 6'3 senior power forward, to complete the opening five for the Indians, who have the ball to our right. On the arc, it's Moore. Moore picked up by Frilling. Leaves it out back to the left-handed bomber. A long one by Butler, right on the money. Seth Butler, who is not Carlisle's typical three-point shooter, lofts in a three from way downtown. And that was from out on Dixie Highway somewhere. 3-0 in favor of Carlisle. Coming right back is Benzman. Benzman hoists up a three. High left. Missed it off the flange. Rebound down to Carlisle. 3-0 Indians. 1 minute gone first quarter. Butler picked up 25 feet away by Cathcart. Now it goes to Goodpaster. He twirls into the lane. Off balance fadeaway 7-footer. Hit the heel. No good. Rebound pulled down on the play by Schmitz of Anna. Here's a quick three try, right flank by Frilling, hit the rim short, rebound comes right back out to Schmitz of Anna, and the Rockets reset. 6.5 to go opening quarter. Dosek on top, flares it to the left of Benzman. Benzman on the bounce, top of the circle, deals to Schmitz. Now it goes on the play to Cathcart. Here's a drive. Starting in from the left corner, Dosek around a man. He's tripped on the play. It's a common foul against Carlisle.
I saw that on floor. That's his first.
That's a young man that Anna would love to get in a little bit of foul trouble. Big 6'7 junior, almost 16 points a game. Good entry by Anna. Benzman hits the cutter. It's caught and laid in. Nice work. Joel Cathcart sprinted toward the rim, got a screen, and it's 3-2. Carlisle up one. 6 minutes to go, first quarter. Butler, 25 feet out, has the ball for Carlisle. Gives it up, gets it back. A rainbow three ball. Yes, again. My goodness, Seth Butler. He's not the hot shooting guard on this team. It's Adam Goodpaster. But Butler's got a couple trays. And it's 6-2 Indians. Bad pass, Anna, off the leg of a Carlisle defender. Here come the Indians romping down the floor. Good passer into the lane, powering to the basket, shoots over Benzman, no good. Rebound low on the left, yes. Logan Baker, the strong, muscular 6'3 senior power forward, got the goal. And the Indians are on top 8-2. Anna falls behind by six at the beginning. Dosek on the arc for Anna. Rockets knocked out Carlisle a few years ago in game one, when also Carlisle had the higher seed, like this season. Anna won that game by two. Dosek lines up a tray. Coming out late on him is Baker. Dosek hits outside the perimeter. A step beyond the arc. 8-5. Big goal by Dosek. Here's Carlisle sprinting down the floor. Good passer all the way to the rack. On the run. Missed it. No good. Rebound tapped out to Carlisle. Here's a long jumper. Good. Justin Floor at 6'6". Popped to the three-point line and buried it.
Well, they're three for four shooting threes.
11-5 Carlisle. Here's Anna. Nice move down on the inside. Benzman posting up. Couldn't get it to go. Got his offensive rebound. And then he's hammered on the wrist. That's a good tactic. Post up Wyatt Benzman. Fine agility. Good hop in the legs. He can score against somebody a little taller than he is on the interior.
He's a quick jumper. And that is more important than how high you can jump.
Foul shot. Wyatt Benzman is good. 11-6, Carlisle by 5. Very good start to the game from long range by Carlisle. Second free throw, Benzman, yes. 11-7, Carlisle by 4. And we've got a step-in violation as the official, Mr. Baker, down to our left, noticed that Carlisle stepped across the line.
He tossed it in, and he knew he was supposed to bring it in, so he stepped back out of bounds with the ball.
Oh, that's what happened.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Benzman lobs it out back to Frilling. Frilling, line drive three off to the left, bit crooked. Dosick's got the long board in the corner. Bounces through the key to Frilling. Down to Benzman, 25 feet away. Benzman fakes right, goes left. Rockets clear out for him. He can't drive, though. Good D by Moore. 11-7, Anna down 4. Coming out to catch is Dosick. Whips a pass down low on the right to the cutting Benzman. Deflected out by Moore of Carlisle.
Yeah, he tried to enter that from too far out. He needs to take it on a dribble, make the defense move a little bit, and then that pass might get there.
4:09 to go in the first quarter. Anna Rockets inbound. It goes to Mason Flatfoot, who's in now. Wow. Hand off to Benzman, slicing toward the rim. He puts it through off the glass.
He shot that up over 6'6 Floor.
Good start by Benzman. As his spring and those legs of his has surprised Carlisle at the outset. Here's Carlisle straight away. Logan Baker finding the range. Bottom of the well. Three ball. Baker. Woo! Four of them by Carlisle. Three different players have scorched the nets from long range. 14-9. The Indians lead by 5 after Anna had trimmed the deficit down to 2. Here's Schmitz with the ball on top for Anna. Right wing Benzman. Benzman fakes left, goes right, all the way to the rack, drew the foul, counted, plus 1. What a play by Benzman. Sterling beginning to the game for him.
I think that's the second foul on Floor right there also.
Oh, that's an advantage. Anna Floor will have to come out. And Steve Summer, 6'5 senior, is in. Now, Summer is about 3 times the width of Floor.
I was going to say he's 6'5 both directions.
Yeah, Summer looks like a defensive tackle.
No doubt.
Floor comes off. Carlisle gives up an inch, but gains in a lot of space in the paint. Free throw by Benzman, yes. He converts the three-point chance. Anna back within 2, 14-12. Here's Moore outside the arc. Gives it up to Goodpaster. He sprints into the lane on the run. Shoots it up. Missed it off the flange. Good defense by Anna. Rebound Rockets. Dosick up the floor quickly. Gives it to Flatfoot. Back to Dosick straight away. Three ball in there. Dosick lofted one in. And the Rockets have sneaked ahead by 1, 15-14. Pressure in backcourt by Frilling. Here comes Moore gliding down the floor for Carlisle. Off-balance shot from the left baseline. Way short. Deflected by Anna. Rockets the other way. Dosick motoring down the floor. Defense by Carlisle, which strips it out of bounds to Anna. 2:41 to go in the first. Chuck, are the Rockets ready to play or what?
Oh, yeah, they're playing really well. They've weathered a three-point barrage to start the game, but Carlisle and still have a one-point lead.
It was 8-3 at one point. Carlisle was up 5. I think that was the widest margin. Here's Benzman. He jacks up a bomb right side of the floor in front of the spectators across the way. Missed it, no good off the rim. Rebound down to Goodpaster of Carlisle. 15-14. Rockets up 1. 2:27 to go first quarter. Here's a dribble drive through the paint by Butler. Threw it out to the three-point shooter. Long one, Goodpaster. It pinballed around and the cylinder came out. Whistle blew. Rebounding foul on Carlisle.
Well, Drew Smith has a little red mark on his cheek, and that was from Summer down there on that last play at the other end. It was inadvertent before he caught it right with an elbow right in the cheek.
Yeah, Summer, 6'5", what, a good 240, would you say, Chuck?
A good 240.
Maybe 250. Here's a baseline drive by Dosick for Anna. Pulls up, throws it back out of the arc to Benzman. Rockets wheel the ball to the far side of the floor, and a moving screen is called against Anna.
They called it on flat foot.
2:04 to go, first quarter, 15-14. Anna up one. Rockets were down five after the first 2 minutes and 50 seconds, but Anna did not wilt a bit. In fact, the Rockets got mad. Have stormed back, taking a one-point lead. Excellent first quarter by Wyatt Bensman. Here's Summer, top of the circle. Gives it off on the play to Butler. Anna lets him shoot. He missed one finally. He's 2 of 3 on the arc. It hit the rim, backboard caromed off. Quickly down the floor to Frilling. Frilling, folding toward the basket. In, out again. It wouldn't stay down. What a play by Frilling. He was going so fast toward the rim, Chuck. He might have had a little too much English on that ball. Bad pass, Carlisle. Intercepted, Anna. Schmidt's on the takeaway, up to Bensman. Fakes right, goes left. Veers off into the corner. Flips behind him to Schmidt. Schmidt's around Summer. Look at Schmidt's go to work. High off the glass, no good. Rebound, Carlisle. Rockets have gotten good shots. Last two trips down, just haven't finished. Here is a twirling move in the lane by Goodfaster. Hooked it up with the left hand, no good. Rebound, stuck in by Summer. 16-15, Carlisle up one. Anna had two good opportunities to go up by three. Three ball Frilling, high left, way short. Rebound saved inbounds by Schmitz, but right to Carlisle. 44 seconds to go, first quarter. Here's Jake Moore dribbling up the floor. Look at him flash to the rim. All the way to the basket. Scoring, and he's fouled. Boy, these two teams, Chuck, like to drive it from midcourt nonstop.
Well, if you see an opening like that, by the time you get down to the foul line, if they haven't stopped the ball defensively, you're in trouble.
Good matchup. Each team exceedingly quick with very good first steps all over the floor. Foul shot by Moore is in there. He converts the three-point chance, and Carlisle has worked itself back out to a four-point cushion, 19-15, after Anna went up briefly at 15-14. Anna Rockets have got the ball outside the arc at Stosic. Half minute remaining, first quarter. Far right side to Schmitz. Straight away Cathcart. Now Bensman left corner. Hits Schmitz, flashing into the lane. Defended by Summer. Now back to Cathcart in the right corner. Rockets reset. Bensman fakes right, goes left. Summer jumps in front. Now it's dealt into the post to Schmitz. Ball knocked free by Carlisle. Anna wanted a foul, no call. Here come the Indians, up four. 5 seconds to go. First quarter. Butler on the arc. Step back three in the air. Wide of the mark, no good. And the first quarter closes. Rockets weathered a quick start by Carlisle. Came back, took the lead by one. Indians are up four at the end of the first. 19-15 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack with Chuck. We're here at Vandalia Butler, the Student Activity Center. Carlisle Indians possess a four-point lead over Anna. Carlisle the higher seed, Anna an underdog. The Rockets trying to turn the tables on Carlisle and spring the upset. Leading scorer on the year for the Indians, Justin Floor, the 6'6 post player on the inside, on the bench with two fouls. Carlisle just missed a shot, got the rebound. Anna blocked it out of bounds beneath the backboard. 28 seconds gone, second quarter. Inbounding, baseline, left of the rim. It is pitched in by Carlisle. Caleb Boy, a 6'2 senior on the floor now. Here's Goodpaster, a fall-away jump shot, 16-footer, second leading scorer on the team for the Indians this year. Missed it short. Rebound down to Anna. Rockets need a hoop right now. Coming out to catch high left is Seth Rose in now, 6'5 sophomore. Now to Benzman. Benzman to the foul line. He's doubled. Feeds Rowe, cutting to the rim, and he puts it through. Benzman, nice look.
He did a good job, got into the lane, forced the defense to come across. Yep. Found Rowe for the basket.
Wyatt created some havoc. He probed the middle part of the floor, drew attention. Nice feed. 6:51 to go here in the second. Good pass to the fine guard for Carlisle. Has been handcuffed so far. He drives the lane. Arches one up off the backboard. No good. Got the rebound, though. On the arc to Butler. He flashes below the foul stripe. Hooks it with the left. Missed it. No good. Rebound scrap four in the corner. Out of bounds. Off Carlisle last. Logan Baker couldn't reel it in. And Anna down two has possession, 19-17, 6.5 left in the second.
Well, they have weathered a good start by Carlisle, like you said. Mm-hmm. They're playing pretty good basketball right now.
Wyatt Benzman, the fearless leader of these Anna Rockets, gives it up outside the arc on the play to Cathcart. He dashes into the right corner, throws on top to Rowe, now to Benzman. Benzman foul line, bounce pass behind the arc to Rowe. Rowe spins, elbow on the left. Now here's Benzman with it. 6:14 to go, second quarter. Straight away, Dosik. Hand off to Platfoot. Mason pulls up on the arc. Gives to Rowe. All this activity going on 20 feet away. Here is Cathcart. Puts it on the deck. Drives into the lane. All the way to the cup. Good block by Carlisle. Indians got a mitt on top of the leather. Ruled a jump.
A little quick call for a jump, but it definitely was not a foul.
Right, no question. 6:02 to go in the second. Anna down two. Ball lobbed into Dosik out high. He dribbles into the lane. Spin move. Fall away against Summer. Overshot it. Rebound Baker. Baker for Carlisle. Dribbles up. Hands off on the play to Jake Moore, the 5'10 junior guard. Benjamin checks him 20 feet away. Anna's done a nice job on Goodpaster, the 15-point scorer per game at guard for the Indians. What's he have so far, Chuck?
One score.
Didn't think so. A lot of the damage done by other players. In fact, three young men have nailed threes for the Indians. Here is Butler entering the lane, out to Baker. Baker hands off to Moore, 25 feet away. Anna defending man-to-man, 5:16 left, second quarter. Anna trails but two. Here's Moore pitching to Baker, who comes out to get it. Puts it on the deck at the elbow now. Hands to Summer in the top of the circle. Ball lob back outside to Butler. Butler picked up on the play by Platfoot. Ball thrown into the post to Baker. Spins, maneuvers. I think he was camped out in there too long, Chuck.
Yeah, that's what Todd Baker called there. That was a good call.
Uh-huh.
He can't hide in there. That's a big kid.
Yeah, that's for sure. And that was a fine observation by referee Baker. A call not often made. That was about 4.5 seconds in the paint against the Indians. Here's Rowe, elbow on the right. Scoring pace is slowed down. Anna needs a two-pointer to tie. It's lobbed on the play from Cathcart to Frilling. Frilling reverse layup, hangs on the rim and comes off. Tough break. Rebound down to the Indians. 4:31 to go, second quarter, 19-17, Carlisle. Here's Jake Moore sprinting to the foul line. Out back to Baker. Left corner, Moore, ball high overhead. Shoots it and hits it. Wow, I don't think Wyatt Benzman thought he'd pump it from there. Moore let it fly. He was behind the arc. That's the four different three-point shooter to make for the Indians in this game. Here's a step-back fadeaway long two by Cathcart, right wing. Hit the rim, bounced out, rebound Carlisle. Knocked away by Rowe over the end line. Indians ball up five. Timeout, Anna. 4 minutes to go in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
So many thanks here on ScorersBroadcast.com to Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Located at 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Check out Goffney for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. And use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. That's Goffney Furniture on the web at G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Well, we return to action. Logan Baker with a good power move. Low block right side, muscled in for two. And the Indians now have their biggest advantage. Carlisle cooking again, up seven, 24-17. Straight away, three ball by the Rockets. They need it. Yes, Cathcart launched one in. Huge hoop. 24-20, Anna down before. It was 24-17 at the 3:30 mark. Here is a player for Carlisle on the loose. It's Goodpaster strolling down the middle of the court into the lane. High dribble, palming violation called. Good choice by the referee.
Yeah, he gained the advantage on that. He did it. He actually did it twice. They called the second one.
Benjamin midcourt for Anna, which trails by four. 3 minutes even left, second quarter. Here's Cathcart coming off a made three. Near side to Benjamin. Good screen by Frilling. Benjamin goes baseline. Defender doesn't get there in time. Common foul against Boy of Carlisle. Five team fouls on the Indians. Rockets have played the first 14 minutes with only two personal fouls committed. Oh, look at that drive of Seth Rowe. He caught the ball high left and streaked to the rim. There was an avenue for him. He found a crack in the Indians' defense, and he exploded to the basket. Five quick points by Anna, 24-22. Indians up two. Carlisle with the ball, 2:40 to go in the half. Ball thrown into the lane to Baker. Baker's pretty well guarded. Leans in, might have charged, missed the shot. It danced off the iron. Anna with the rebound. Benjamin down the floor, right corner Frilling. Skips it cross court to Cathcart. He fakes right, goes left. Now to Benjamin, 25 feet away. Head coach Nathan Barhorst barks out, Tennessee, Tennessee. On TV, Chuck, we often hear Wichita, Wichita.
Yeah, not anymore, but we used to.
Yes. Seth Rowe, right side pass, Cathcart, back to Frilling, thought about the triple. Cathcart's got it, right flank, fades back, shoots, long one, swish! 24-footer. Wow, Cathcart. Joel with a big basket. He's had two here in the last minute and 20 seconds. And Anna's back ahead with eight straight points, 25-24. Goodpaster's boxed into the baseline. He gives it up to the big man, Summer, right back to Goodpaster. Boy, the Rockets have done a splendid job on him, 15 points a game on the year. Goodpaster navigates the lane, running one-hander way off to the right. Boy, Rockets double him nicely. Here comes Dosik down the floor to Platfoot. Platfoot might have taken steps, yep, a couple big long ones. As he drove down below the foul line, minute 28 to go, second quarter, 25-24, Anna up one. Anna's second lead. Rockets were up with 2 minutes to go in the first, 15-14 briefly. And just 2 minutes ago, Carlisle was in the lead by seven at 24-17. And the Rockets have reeled off eight in a row now. Minute 16 to go. In the half, here's Goodpaster, head of the key for the Indians. He still has not scored, right, Chuck?
Correct.
Here is Goodpaster, dropped the ball right into the lap of Seth Rowe, who deals up the floor to Benjamin, three on two. Benjamin goes to the right baseline hard, defender not set. Rockets had the advantage. Indians were on their heels after the miscue by Carlisle. Well out on the floor in the half court, 104 to go. Here in the first half, common foul. Anna wants to throw in. Platfoot looking, looking. Airmails one out at the timeline to Benjamin. Benjamin outside the arc on the right to Cathcart. He tries to find the range again from trifecta territory.
That might have been a little too deep.
And missed it short, and it goes out of bounds.
Well, you look at their roster and their players and who's coming back. There's no doubt they're going to be the favorite next year.
You're right, Chuck. I think so. As Seth Rowe has really developed, superb-looking sophomore. He's matured a lot over the course of this season. Had so much potential coming in.
He's healthy now, playing his best ball. 37 seconds to go in the second quarter. Here's a wild drive down the lane by Moore of Carlisle. Missed it long. Rebound Frilling of Anna. Loops it up the floor to Cathcart. Cathcart steps inside the arc. Very awkward shot. Boy, he bowled his way into the lane and knocked down the Indians player who was set up.
Well, you got 24 seconds to go in the half. That would have been smart, unless you had a straight shot to the basket to pull that thing out, work some time off.
1 point lead, Anna still. Carlisle has not scored in over 3 minutes.
Well, they've only got 5 points for the quarter.
25-24, Anna up one. Clock running down to 11, 10, 9 seconds to go in the period. Good passer, 20 feet away. Gets a screen from Baker. Good passer fires. It's a long one. 26-footer. In and out, no good. Rebound, Anna. Mid-court shot by Platfoot. Hit the backboard and came off. Or rather, it was Dosik who took it. Rockets, though, giving a very good account of themselves through the first two quarters. And Anna's up one after trailing most all of that first half. Had brief leads at 25-24 to end the second quarter and at 15-14 late in the first. Great defense by the Rockets, who adjusted very well as that first half went on. Anna Rockets trying to forge the upset here tonight. Lead Carlisle 25-24, two quarters in the books. Division III boys sectional here at Vandalia Butler. We're back with our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in a minute on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Market. It's in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack with Chuck here at Vandalia Butler, and the Anna Rockets lead Carlisle by one, 25-24. That's the good news. Rockets fought off a very good beginning by Carlisle, which streaked right away to an 8-3 lead. Four different players have made threes for the Indians. The bad news is that Anna's got just a one-point lead in the 16 points per game score on the year. Justin Floor, 6'6 postman for the Indians, didn't play about, what, half the first half? Sat out with two fouls, right, Chuck?
Yeah, he came out with about a minute to go in the first quarter. He didn't play in the second quarter at all. So, and Carlisle didn't need to put him out there as long as they didn't lose touch with him, and they didn't. So, yeah, it kind of bodes well for Carlisle. And also, Goodpaster didn't score in the first half, so Anna's going to have to really keep a track of those two young men in the second half.
Yeah, they averaged 32 points per game between them, limited to three by Anna defensively in the first two quarters. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Well, Carlisle has a 14-12 rebounding advantage, 5-3 on the offensive boards. Carlisle turned the ball over four times and a three times. Very good job of handling the basketball by both teams. 3 of 3 from the free throw line for the Rockets. The Indians 1 for 1. Individual scoring, Logan Baker with 9 points in the first half. 6 points for Jake Moore. 6 points for Seth Butler. And 3 points for Justin Floor. They scored 19 and held to 5 in the second quarter. 24. Anna was led by Cathcart with 8. Spensman had 7. Dosick had 6. They got 4 from Rowe. They scored 15 and 10. And they lead it 25-24 at the half.
A nice balance from Anna over the first two quarters.
Yeah, they got 4 young men that are scoring pretty well. And you know, Frilling didn't score. He's probably going to get some points for you in the second half. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they're in pretty good shape. They got a lead on a team that's good, and they just need to come out and have a real strong start to the second half.
You can tell Wyatt Benjamin, though just a junior, he is the leader on this Anna team. Joel Cathcart stepped on the floor, felt it in the second quarter, and he drilled 2 threes, Chuck. They may stand up as the 2 longest shots of this game.
Right. He struggled a little bit with health early. Yes. Early in the season. He had a foot problem, but he looks like he's 100% now, and that really, really helps them.
Anna Rockets up 1 over Carlisle, trying to spring the upset in boys Division III tournament play here at Vandalia Butler. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Diversity and excellence both describe Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna on Chewy Drive, just west of I-75 at the Route 119 exit. From a humble start as a contractor in the electrical business, Wells Brothers has grown to span numerous divisions now. And for your business, superior services offered by Wells Brothers are material flow solutions, process piping, industrial construction, including electrical, plumbing, and HVAC work. On the web at wellsbrothers.com. Wells Brothers in Anna, the home of the Rockets, and top flight service from Wells Brothers, Inc. 25-24, Anna up 1. Both teams on the floor. Rockets head coach Nate Barhorst at the scorer's table in front of us, letting the official score know who the starting five is as we open action momentarily to begin the third. Local Equipment in Jackson Center brings you our student-athlete spotlight segment. Here during tournament games, we note seniors on our Shelby County teams. And for the Anna Rockets, just 2. As Chuck noted a few minutes ago, it is a youthful Anna team, which will bring back loaded experience next year. Only 2 young men graduate, Nathan Frilling and Nathan Osborne. Nathan Osborne may not play tonight, has the bad flu. 6'8 senior, could be used in an emergency situation if needed. The Nate Frilling, Nate Osborne, the 2 seniors, Local Equipment and Jackson Center promoting student academic success among Shelby County student-athletes, and we thank Local Equipment so much. It moved from L.A., California to Jackson Center in Shelby County back in the early 1980s. Local, L.A., California, that's how Local Equipment got its start out on the West Coast. And now Jackson Center is home to Local Equipment. Thanks a lot to Local, spotlighting 2 Anna seniors here tonight. Nathan Frilling, Nathan Osborne on ScoresBroadcast.com.
street sweepers, and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Third quarter underway here at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Anna Rockets defending to our left. Carlisle's got the ball. Trailing Anna by one, 25-24. The 6'6 post player, Justin Floor, back on the floor with two personal fouls for Carlisle. And right away, the Indians go into him. He misses the off-balance jumper. Didn't get squared up. It bounced off the glass, the rim, and Anna's got the board. Here's Seth Rowe down the floor on the arc to Wyatt Benzman. Benzman pulls up, 17-footer off to the right. Rebound volleyballed around through the hands of Goodpaster into the hands of Rowe, who sticks it in. Anna takes a three-point lead. 27-24, good game for Seth, Chuck.
Yes, I like the starting lineup that Coach Barhorst came out here in the third quarter with.
Frilling, Benzman, Cathcart, Dosek, and Seth Rowe. Here's Goodpaster, 25 feet away for Carlisle. Hasn't scored in this game. Second leading scorer on the club outside the arc. It's Moore. Moore tries to lob down inside for Floor. The big man can't reach it. Out of bounds to Anna. Minute gone, third quarter. Benzman to midcourt for the Rockets. Right side pass to Frilling. Gets a screen from Rowe. Frilling inside the arc. Baseline J deflected by Floor. Winds up in the lap of Goodpaster beneath the rim. Here comes Carlisle down the floor. Off to Logan Baker. Bustles his way inside. Shot it too hard. No foul. Rebound down to Frilling. Bobbles at midcourt, nearly over and back. Frilling near side to Benzman. Fakes right, goes left. Wants to pick and roll with Rowe. Can't find him. On the arc to Frilling. We'll need to see Nady at one. Here's Rowe coming out to catch. He shoots the three off the flange. Rebound. Good job on the inside by Dosek. Tries to go up strong against Baker, who blocks it. Carlisle's got the board. Cherry picking the other end is Floor. The 6'6 man catches and lays it in. Tough break for Anna. Rockets had chances. Could not capitalize on the opportunities. 27-26. Anna still up one. Here is Cathcart, foul line. Deals to Frilling, right side. Benzman 25 feet away. Now Seth Rowe. Near side, Frilling. Fakes left, goes right around Goodpaster. Oh, what a reverse layup. Fantastic shot by Nathan Frilling.
That's the second time he's done that. The first one rolled off on him. That one he buried.
Maybe that one will get Frilling ignited. We've got a foul in backcourt on the far side. Or was the ball deflected out by Anna? No foul. Excuse me. Carlisle ball in. 5:36 to go. Third quarter. Anna up 29-26 after the marvelous score by Frilling. Here's Goodpaster, another off-balance drive. He's had plenty of those in this game. It's no good. Defended well by Anna. Here's Frilling down the floor, stops on the arc, shoots it short. Rebound down low on the left by Butler. Butler starts to streak up the floor, and he's hammered. Foul Anna. First foul, second half, 5:17 to go, third quarter. Anna up three, 29-26. This is Anna's biggest spread of the game, 3 points.
Yes.
Anna led 15-14 briefly, 25-24 at the half. Three-point game at the moment, 29-26. Goodpaster fakes right, goes left. Look at that defense by Benzman. Benzman got a hand on it, caused the tie-up. Wow. Arrow favors Anna. Chuck, that is just defense to perfection. A clinic performed right there by Wyatt Benzman.
Benzman did a great job, and then Rose actually the one that took it away from him.
Frilling down the floor to Cathcart. Pass inside to Rowe. Punched away by Carlisle. Stolen back by Anna. And then Rowe makes a bad pass. Picked off by the Indians. Here comes Moore down the floor. Crossover dribble behind the back. Goes to Butler 25 feet away. Now Moore 30 feet out. Checked by Frilling. 4:40 left in the third. Look at Moore trying to squeeze between two defenders. Does so just enough. Gets a shoulder beyond Seth Rowe, and Rowe fouls. Two common fouls on Anna here in the third quarter. Mason Blackfoot back on the floor for Nathan Frilling for Anna. Blackfoot, a 5'10 junior, inbounding Carlisle, foul line Baker. Heels right corner to Moore, sets and shoots the three. It hit the heel. Long rebound to Moore. Catches foul line, drives, hooked it, missed it. Rebound floor, left-hand hook shot, five-footer. It's no good. Rebound saved in midcourt by Carlisle into the hands of Anna. And as the Rockets bust out the other way, Carlisle fouls. Anna's interior defense, Chuck, has caused Carlisle to miss a bundle of very short shots in this game.
Yeah, they're doing a good job.
And Anna is staying on the floor, hands straight up, not giving the official the opportunity to cause any off-your-feet fouls or reach-ins. No one scored here in the last 1:40. Carlisle bench very displeased at the moment. Full timeout called. 4:20 to go in the third. Rockets still up three on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your car is down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work. Work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
Well, the scoring pace to this game has really slowed down. The defenses have adjusted and taken over after Carlisle sprinted to a quick 8-3 lead in the first 1:50. Anna's up three. Under four to go here in the third. Rockets work the ball around in the middle to Dosik. Hits the cutter. Flatfoot driving layup is good.
That was a good cut and a great pass.
Anna's up five. 3:40 to go, third quarter. Rockets' biggest lead, 31-26. Carlisle stymied at the moment. Sprinting through the lane, the Indians player. Jump pass, baseline right to Logan Baker, who tries to drop it off down inside the floor, intercepted by Anna. Rockets down the floor in the right corner. Bad pass. Carlisle the other way. Indians don't have the numbers. 1-on-3. And circling back out on top is Caleb Boy, who's in off the bench. Hand off to Moore at the timeline. We're all the way down to 3:12 to go in the third quarter and up five. Here's Boy against Benzman. On the arc to Baker. Baker can shoot it long, so can Butler. Butler handles, back to Baker, shoots it, three-point land, high arch, short, rebound Anna. We could tell from here that wasn't going to make it. Here's Benjamin down the floor across the timeline. The ball got caught on his right shoulder. He lost it momentarily and walked.
Yeah, they've had two empty possessions in a row. They need to get shots. I mean, they're not going to make every shot, but you got to get an attempt.
Carlisle Indians, Chuck, had 19 points at the end of the first quarter. Since then, a mere seven. Unbelievable.
Yep.
Anna's defense has been great. Here's Goodpaster, top of the circle. Still has not scored. Now to Justin Floor. Step back three by the 6'6 man. Missed it off the heel. Rebound Anna. Benzman on the giddy-up. Looked like he was pushed at midcourt. No call. Benzman to Cathcart, 25 feet away. High left to Rowe. 2.5 to go, third quarter. Anna up five. Cathcart, Dosik, Near side, Bensman jacks up the three. It's online. Count it. Wyatt Bensman, 22-footer. Anna's got an eight-point spread, 34-26. Bensman got the screen he wanted, the shot he liked. He poured it through. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Baker, left corner, Carlisle. On top to Butler. Butler shoots with the left hand. Way short. Break Anna. The ball hit the iron and climbed over the glass. 34-26. Anna in the lead by eight. Too early to make the call, Chuck. Indians have got some explosive power on this team, but a difference between the Shelby County League and the Southwest Buckeye League? What do you think?
Well, I think that's what you're seeing right now. I mean, Franklin Monroe was a good team in the they got ran out by Fort Loramie.
Here's a drive down the lane by Bensman. Bensman to the rack. It circled the rim and came out. Oh, what a tough break. And then Anna went over the shoulder on the rebound. Good teamwork by Anna. Wyatt Bensman had a crease in the middle of the floor, and he zipped right through it, probed the paint, flipped up a runner, and it circled the rim, what, at least twice?
Yeah, and that would have been, that get him up to double figures. That would have been a nice basket right
there. That ball went the full circumference of the iron two times, came out. 8-point lead, Anna, 34-26, 90 seconds to go in the third quarter. Carlisle has been throttled since the end of the first, only 7 points. Deep in the left corner, it's Baker for Carlisle. Guarded closely by Schmitz. Baker goes baseline. Schmitz is holding. Might have been a good foul, 15 feet from the rim, because Baker had him beat.
That's 14 fouls now on the Rockets.
Carlisle's only committed one. Minute 17 left here in the third. Baseline left of the rim. Inbounded by Boyd of Floor. Floor goes into the lane. Hook shot. Banked it up. It's bouncing in. Whistle blue. Count it. Plus one. 6'6 post player for Carlisle drops in his second goal of this game. And he got the benefit of the continuation there. The foul.
A little iffy. Yeah. A little iffy on it. Should have counted.
Yeah, the foul might have been on Floor's first step into the paint. A step and a half later, he let the ball go. A lot of glass, a lot of rim, and it trickled through as the whistle was blowing. He's at the stripe with a three-point opportunity. It is, by the scoreboard reads 36-26. That cannot be right.
Anna just took the lead with that basket by Carlisle. That's going to get you a win.
34-28. Anna was given the two, not the Indians. 6-point lead, Anna. Rockets were up eight at 36-28 with a minute and a half to go in the third. Bensman had a close call. Shot nearly went down. Then Carlisle got the goal by Floor, who misses the foul shot, cannot convert the three-point play, and Anna snagged the rebound. 1 minute to go, third quarter, 34-28, Anna. Ball loop left side to Bensman. Bensman retreats. Near side it goes to Dosik. Now here's Flatfoot. Dribble drive into the top of the circle. Hand off to Schmitz, now frilling 25 feet away. 46 seconds to go in the third quarter. Rocket slowing it down, milking the clock. Down to 38 to go in the third. Here's a drive by Flatfoot. Foul line, pulls up, hands right back out to Dosik. Now Bensman, 30 feet out, guarded by Goodpaster. Rotated left side to Schmitz. Now Bensman, 23 seconds left in the third. Cutting, Flatfoot in the lane, knocked away from behind by Moore. Carlisle's got the ball, a chance for the last shot. 15 to play in the period. Goodpaster straight away. Picked up on the play by Bensman. Now to Moore with 10 to go. Lob down inside to Floor. Good defense by Anna. Floor catches and banks it down. 5 seconds remaining, third quarter. Bensman motors, top of the key. Three ball in the air. Short, no good. And the third quarter winds up. Last four of the period, notched by Carlisle to cut the Anna 8-point lead in half. 34-30 Rockets after three on scores, broadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.oh.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Last goal of the third period was laid in by Carlisle, which gets the ball to start the fourth, having scored four in a row, to whittle Anna's eight-point cushion down to four. Here's Carlisle throwing in from the left corner, down inside to Baker. Baker has got an Anna man on his back, shoots it no good, but a foul on Rowe. Two free throws for Baker of Carlisle. 15 seconds gone here in the fourth.
Looks like Carlisle from that three-point barrage to start the game. They're now going to just continue to keep going inside.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Carlisle's got a height and weight advantage on the interior. Baker steps to the free throw line, two coming here. Five team fouls on Anna, by the way. Foul shot, lot of rim, rolling in. Baker was tagged on the arm in the act of shooting. Second foul shot to trim Anna's lead down to two. Free throw, Logan Baker. Short, hit the rim twice. Rebound punched up into the air, garnered by Anna. Rebound came down to Dosik, 34-31. Rockets hang on to a three-point lead. Dosik at the elbow on the right. The cutter, Benzman. Around a man, baseline. A running floater. Hits it. Benzman on the goal.
That's pretty good because he got fouled twice.
Yeah, he sure did. That should have been an and one. No doubt about it. That was a clear-cut foul. Benzman survived the contact, made the shot. No whistle, though. 36-31, Anna by five. Shake and bake move, Butler foul line, and Jay for Carlisle. Good. Nice jump shot by Seth Butler of the Indians. 36-33, Anna by three. 1 minute gone in the fourth. Frilling on top to Rowe. Weaves to Benzman out back. Straight away, shot fake, but Dosik. Uh-oh, hands it off to a teammate. It's loose. It's on the far boundary. And Butler dived in there for Carlisle, and somebody shoved him away for Anna. Foul called.
Flatfoot took his arm and shoved him away from the ball. I mean, it was a natural thing for him to do, but it was a correct call.
Sixth on Anna, and Carlisle is in the 1-1 from this point on. Only two fouls on the Indians. Thanks to Ken Barhorst, sports editor, Sydney Daily News. Sydney owned a commanding 13-point lead over Greenville at the halftime break in tournament play at Trotwood. D1, Sydney 42, Greenville 29 at the half. Boys Division 4 sectional at Piqua. Rushi and Fort Loramie won easily. Here's a baseline drive by Baker of Carlisle. First shot, low on the left, deflected. He got it back and stuck it in. Indians within one. Anna needs a timeout. Carlisle rolling back. It's a game of runs here at Vandalia Butler. 6:27 to go in the fourth. 36-35, Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates. Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
Justin Floor, leading scorer on the year for Carlisle, held in check in the first half, partly because of foul trouble. Nailed three baskets in the third quarter for the Indians. And Carlisle's within one now. 2 minutes gone here in the fourth. Baseline drive by Benjamin Havana after the timeout. Kicked out of bounds by Carlisle.
Boy, they need to start scoring right now.
Sure do.
The Rockets have really been stagnant offensively.
Second leading scorer on the year, guard Adam Goodpasture for the Indians, is scoreless still. He has not been hampered by any foul trouble and has just defended him extremely well. Great pass by Rowe out high. Nathan Frilling posted up low on the left. A bullet pass by Seth right to Nathan. He was in good position, and Carlisle was between him and the basket. Frilling had room to operate and banked it down. Here's Moore driving out of control for Carlisle. Shot it on the run, hit the window, and ricocheted out to Cathcart of Anna. He's at midcourt, guarded by Goodpasture. Now to Benzman. He drives left corner all the way to the rim. Nobody checked him. He's got it, and a foul. Wyatt Benzman saw the opening develop. He created and exploded to the basket. Foul on the Indians. Team's third. 3-point chance for Benzman. Opportunity for a 6-point spread. Benzman swishes the free throw. That's a big 3-point play.
Well, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that not only is Anna going to be the team to beat next year, he's the player of the year to beat next year, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you've got some insight right there, Chuck. 5:23 to go in the fourth. Long three-pointer. Butler, right wing. Cathcart didn't find him, and he swished it. 41-38. Carlisle within three. Moore guarding Benzman. Ball given to Cathcart in the right corner. He drives into the lane. A lot of traffic. Ball knocked away by the Indians. It's a four-on-three. Down the floor to Baker. He dropped it. Diving in is Anna. Oh, what a play for the Rockets. Good hustle by Frilling, and Anna amazingly got a timeout call.
That was the correct call, too. They actually had possession when they called it.
3 minutes gone in the fourth. Anna up three, a thriller here at Butler. 41-38 Rockets on scorersbroadcast.com.
High-quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Now that was a big turn of events, Chuck, right before the timeout. Anna got it while on the floor. Carlisle had made a steal at one end. Indians were flying the other way. Rockets pried the ball loose. It was on the deck, and Anna got a tie-up, or I should say a timeout out of it. Benzman top of the circle for Anna after the break. Benzman right corner. He's doubled, needs help. Loops it cross court. Good catch by Frilling. Out back to Dosik, down the lane, all the way to the rack. Wow. Oh, what a shovel shot by Dosik. Man.
Carlisle came out in a 1-3-1, and Anna recognized right away. That was a nice job.
43-38, Anna by 5. 4:25 left to go. Ball lobbed right corner by Carlisle. Great deflection. It was as if Cathcart had eyes in the back of his head. Here's Anna, 3-on-1 break. Frilling hits Cathcart, who lands on his back. A little shaken up. Cathcart made a brilliant driving layup. Boy, he's a bit woozy. Nice deflection at one end. Great hoop at the other end. Rockets out hustling Carlisle at the moment. Cathcart to the bench. 45-38 in favor of Anna. Boy, that was a quick two-pointer.
Yeah, he did a good. I mean, you make the play defensively one end and score on the other.
Unbelievable.
You're hustling.
Goodpasture driving, twisting, turning in the lane for Carlisle. Left it short, no good. Rebound, Baker, no good. It's in the right corner. Players all over the hardwood. Not a foul called. Ball loose, though, out of bounds off the Indians.
Tell you what, Baker looked like he was opening, he was pulling guard and opening a running lane there. He took two guys out with him.
Adam Goodpaster for the Carlisle Indians must be 0 for a dozen.
Yep.
The Anna Rockets have closed the door on him, shut him down completely.
Well, and he's really kind of forcing his shots now.
Nathan Frilling's got the ball for Anna right in front of head coach Nate Barhorst. Foul called on Carlisle. With 3:45 to go in the fourth quarter, Anna's opened up some breathing room again, 45-38. Great hustle plays by the Rockets in the first 4 minutes of the fourth period of this game. Cathcart, Dosick, Frilling, Benzman, Rowe, fine performances all across the board. Here's Rowe throwing left corner, clear out for Benzman. One-on-one move as Anna isolated him against the defense of Carlisle. And the Anna bench wants a foul in the act of shooting, but it's not called.
No, it was on the drive.
Anna throws in. Benzman to Rowe, back to Benzman. Benzman's pinned in the corner, and a player for Carlisle brushed him. It's called a foul. That's five on the Indians. Down to 3:27 to go in the fourth.
And that was two quick fouls in a row on floor.
Yep, both of them on the 6'6 big man for Carlisle. He's got four. And here's Anna, top of the circle. Seth Rowe with the ball. He throws it near side. I think he thought head coach Nate Barhorst in a white shirt was an Anna player.
Well, he was open, but he was out of bounds.
Turnover, Anna. Tough break there. We're near the three-minute mark. Anna hangs on to a seven-point advantage. Good two-minute spurt here by Anna. Logan Baker drives into the lane. Bounce pass baseline right to floor. Knocked loose by Anna. And Carlisle gets a timeout to salvage the possession.
Full timeout.
But the Indians clearly favored a higher seed than Anna in trouble. 3:05 to go in the game. Rockets up seven on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, brookens-usa.com.
If the Anna Rockets can hang on, they'll play Preble Shawnee, an earlier winner tonight over Franklin Monroe, in a game Wednesday, March 1st at 7:30 here at Vandalia Butler. You can bet the Rockets' medal at the foul line will be tested down the stretch. Here's Carlisle, deep three, good passer, left wing. He hits it. His first goal of the game, a triple. And Carlisle's within four. Don't count the Indians out yet. Here's Frilling, baseline right for Anna. Veers off, baseline, corner. Skips it on top to Benzman. Dribble drive, left side of the floor to Rowe. Knocked away by Carlisle, out of bounds off a gray shirt. 2:40 to go, fourth quarter. Anna up four.
Better be strong with the ball now because they're picking up their defensive intensity.
A few years ago, Anna, in the first game of the sectional, upset Carlisle. Rockets trying to repeat that feat here tonight. Baseline left of the rim. Benzman looking to throw in. Into the post it goes to Dosick, clawed away by Carlisle on the steal. Down the floor to Goodpaster. Off balance, long three ball. Look out. Got it again. Two trays by Goodpaster, his first two buckets of the game. And lo and behold, a seven-point lead is won. Here's a quick three, high right, but flat foot. No good by Anna. Great rebound by Rowe. Good. Rowe hits it. 47-44, and in the lead by three.
You can tell you got a senior guard out here who hadn't scored, and he's taking the ball game over right now.
Carlisle's good passer has just flipped in a couple trays. Here's another one. That one's out of his range. It was off to the left. That was nearly a 30-footer NBA style. He shot it quickly. That was more or less like a turnover. Anna got the easy rebound. In fact, the Indians didn't have the inside people down below the foul line yet. And then Carlisle commits a foul at midcourt. And that is the team's sixth. The next one is the 1-1 for Anna. Minute 53 to go in the fourth quarter. Anna 47, Carlisle 44. Action has been exciting all night long. Here's Benzman, right corner against Moore. Moore slides over late, gets a foul, and Benzman shoots the 1-1. What did I say, Chuck, a moment ago? The Rockets' medal at the free throw line is going to be tested.
Well, I mean, when you're going to guard Benzman, he's going to put it on the floor, and you better be ready to move your feet. He was not.
Free throw, Benzman, 1-1. He hits it, and Anna's up 4, 48-44. Dale Wyatt's got a very slick first step. He's sneaky fast. Second free throw, Wyatt Benzman. It's on the mark as well. 49-44, and up 5. 1:40 to go in the game. Rockets trying to spring the upset over the Indians. Midcourt with the ball, Goodpaster. He's coming off two long made threes, then missed a third. Foul line, floor. He is handcuffed by Anna, but he shoots the ball up anyway in traffic and makes it, and Anna fouled him.
Well, they're going to their scorers right now. I mean, that's what you got to do.
Justin Floor, 16 points a game on the year, missed the second quarter tonight with two personal fouls. He got a big basket right there. Anna hanging all over him. Surprised he was able to make the shot. Strong move from 7 or 8 feet away. Kissed it in off the glass. Foul Anna. Free throw chance here for Carlisle to cut it to two, and he's got it. 49-47. Anna up a bucket. Minute 27 to go. Benzman midcourt. Bounce pass right side to Frilling. Down to 1:19 left. Frilling gets a screen way out in the court from Rowe. He rolls. No pass to him, though. Benzman, left side of the floor, around Moore, all the way to the rack, around two men, missed it, weak side rebound, Benzman scores, he knew where it was going to go.
Yeah, he shot it hard, went right to that spot.
What a play by Benzman.
Keeps the ball in his hands.
I love the way he attacked. 51-47, Anna leads, under a minute to go in the game. Good passer, top of the circle. Benzman draws the assignment. Pick and roll with Floor in the lane, he catches and banks it in from 6 feet. Good passer and Floor, two-man game. Carlisle counters, 51-49, Anna. 40 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Frilling angles, right corner goes baseline. Loops it out to Rowe, in the hands of Benzman at the timeline. Benzman dribbles, hooking foul against Moore of Carlisle. Benzman back to the stripe, a 1-1, 18 fouls on Carlisle.
Well, they're doing a nice job of giving him the ball and letting him create.
The Indians' two big scores on the year coming to life finally here in the fourth quarter of this game. Benzman's free throw circles the rim twice, comes out, scramble for the rebound. Rowe had it, knocked away by Moore, out of bounds off the Indians. Rockets get it. For the free throw by Wyatt Benzman, pinballed in the cylinder, came out of there. And let's see what's been called. It's a little chippy. Moore and Benzman going at it. Good officiating by Todd Baker, who steps in and lets the players know they better settle down or the clubs will suffer technicals. Ball thrown inbounds, deep right corner. Blackfoot's got it for Anna. He bounces it once, twice, and head coach Nate Barhorst gets a timeout. 26.1 to go. Anna ball. Rockets up two. Punk scores, broadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Here's the five on the floor for Anna. Frilling, Rowe, Benjamin, Blackfoot, and Dosick. Ball inbounded. Frilling to Benjamin, 40 feet away. 19 seconds left. Anna up two. Benjamin, timeline, 3 men on him. Gets it to Frilling. Back to Benjamin. And Moore wraps his arms around him at center court. And with 13.5 to go, Wyatt Benjamin is at the stripe. That was the ninth foul on the Indians. It is still the 1-and-1.
Two of them here would be huge.
A couple of makes here by Benjamin, and Carlisle is down essentially two possessions with 13.5 remaining. Free throw Benjamin. It's in and out again. Oh, he's had two in a row like that. Rebound Carlisle. 8 seconds left. Indians down the floor. Butler threw up the three, missed it, but the Indians had called timeout before that. 51-49. Anna up two with 8.8 remaining. Full timeout called on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Oh, what a special Saturday night treat here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thrilling game, extremely entertaining, quite exciting. 8.8 to go. Anna up two, 51-49. Rockets have led the entire second half of this game. Wyatt Benjamin's had the first of two 1-and-1s in the last 30 seconds. Rattle in and out. Indians have got the ball. Here's a long three-pointer. Butler of Carlisle shot it fast. It's way short. No good. In fact, it hit the baseline. Anna possession. Rockets, if they can get it in bounds, are in business.
I don't think they needed that three right there.
No, that was an unbelievably hasty three by Butler of Carlisle, and he airballed it.
You got a 6'7 kid who's your leading scorer. They haven't been able to stop him in the second half. He's got 11 points in the second half, and they come down there and launch a bad three.
Shaky strategy. You just need a deuce to force OT. You might even get a foul in the lane and get a couple free throws. Maybe a made basket and a foul. And Butler, who made, a couple threes early in this game for Carlisle?
He's made three of them. That was just not the time, and it was way too far out.
And it didn't look like he was really set. He caught it and shot it almost in the same motion and missed everything.
He was a good 6 feet behind the arc.
3.8 to go, and a ball into the floor, 51-49 Rockets. Anna's got to get it inbounds.
Get it in and cover up, and don't let them tie you up. Actually, it's Anna's ball and a tie-up.
Anna's got the arrow. That's a good point, positive, Chuck.
Yes.
Very good point.
That way you don't have to worry about being tied up. You get to throw it in again.
Yeah, timeout situation. That was
they're out.
Yep.
And Carlisle still has two.
Anna's got none. No timeouts left for Anna. Arrow does favor the Rockets. Six players in backcourt. And the playmaker's Frilling. He's looking. Oh, they double up on Benjamin. The ball is fed on the play to Flatfoot. Behind the back dribble at midcourt. He's being harassed and fouled. 1.3 to go. Flatfoot free throw line for Anna to clinch it. Oh, what a game by the Rockets here at Vandalia Butler. First round, Division III boys.
Double bonus here, too.
Yep, double bonus. That's big. And Carlisle gets a timeout to try and freeze Mason Flatfoot. What a fine game played by the Rockets. It looked like, Chuck, the way Carlisle started out, Anna was going to be in trouble. Like a house of fire, the Indians started this game making shots left and right.
Well, yeah, I mean, they made threes. They had four threes in the first quarter, had a 19 points. They've scored 30 points since. They have a 19-point quarter going here, but in the middle quarter, they scored 5 and 6.
Yeah, that's where Anna's defense adjusted and really shut the door on Carlisle. 11 points total for the Indians in the second and third quarters combined. 1.3 to go. When we return to play, Mason Flatfoot's at the stripe for the Anna Rockets. The 5'10 junior has two free throws, double bonus situation, 51-49. Anna up by two. And Anna's got one, two, three, four players back at midcourt. I think Anna might have been putting on somewhat of a bluff there. Carlisle uses another timeout. They're down to one to go.
That was their last one. They're done.
There you go. The scoreboard does read zero now.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm not sure you would have thought that he had time to tell him what he wanted to do. The situation is this. He makes one, you need a three. He makes two, you're done. He misses them both. You're still going to need a three because it's only 1.3 seconds. You're not going to get the ball down and get a two out of it.
Yeah, the clock will start, technically, Chuck, when the ball hits the floor or a player's hand on the rebound.
Exactly. It's not. Yeah, it's, if it's still on the rim, the clock doesn't start.
1.3 to go. Anna leads 51-49. Rockets have four players milling around defensively at midcourt. Here's a free throw by Platfoot. He hits it. Anna's up three. 52-49. 1.3 to go. This would clinch it for the Rockets. Anna on the verge of springing a huge upset in boys division three. Got them both. 53-49, Anna. Inbounded a good passer. A one-handed heave off the top of the backboard. It's over. Anna knocks out Carlisle. 53-49. The Rockets with a splendid game here tonight, defeating the Carlisle Indians by four. Anna did it to Carlisle 4 years ago, winning here by two. Similar score. Game was in the 50s then, 53-49 here tonight. Tremendous defense played by the Anna Rockets, who made some modifications in the middle of the game. It'd be nice if we could get head coach Nate Barhorst for just a moment. As Anna turns back Carlisle, Rockets led the entire second half of this game, leading 25-24 at the halftime break, and inched it out to eight on one occasion, 34-26. Carlisle roared back, made it very interesting down the stretch, but the Rockets close the deal. They seal it up with late free throw shooting and beat Carlisle by a score of 53-49. Wow, what a win by Anna here tonight.
That was terrific. They played outstanding. That's about as well as they can play right now. And you made a comment they may be playing the best of any of the teams in the Shelby County League. You might be right.
And I wasn't really sure if Anna had played its best basketball game of the year, Chuck, simply because Anna was not fully whole during the course of the middle of the season with Schmitz and Cathcart suffering injuries. Nate Osborne unable to go tonight because of illness, but scorers like Schmitz and Cathcart are needed on this team. That gives Anna 7-8 players who can put the ball in the basket, a lot of depth, and Anna utilized that here tonight, and I think it just proves the difference between a league like the Southwest Buckeye and the Shelby County League. Shelby County can go up against a lot of these other leagues in the region extremely well tonight, proved it. Anna, a much stronger schedule, and it paid dividends here this evening.
Well, it makes you ready for the tournament because you don't get nights off.
Right.
I mean, even like a Botkins, who didn't have a great record this year, you still don't want to look past them.
Nope.
But when you're playing Jackson Center twice, Roushey twice, Fort Laramie twice, Fairlawn twice, yeah, you've been tested.
Exciting win by Anna, 53-49. Rockets money in the bank at the free throw line late. The two front ends of one and ones missed by Wyatt Bensman were both down in the cylinder and popped out.
Yeah.
If he makes those four free throws, Anna left 4 points on the floor. He missed the front end twice. If Anna makes those four, it's a comfortable 3-4 possession margin here down at the wire.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been quite as tense, but... Platfoot stepped up there and knocked back two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Did a nice job. Scoring for Carlisle, they had Floor ended up with 14, 11 of those in the second half. They got 12 from Baker. They got 11 from Butler. Six for Goodpaster, who had two threes late in the game, didn't score till then. And six for Jake Moore. They scored 49 for the game. They were 3 of 5 from the free throw line. And on the other hand, Wyatt Bensman, 19 points, 10 points for Cathcart. They got 8 each from Rowe, and Dosik. Those two were terrific tonight. Then they got four from Frilling and four from Platfoot. They were 8 for 10 from the free throw line, and they won the game 53 to 49. Clancy's player of the game for Anna is going to be Wyatt Bensman. My goodness, he is a basketball player.
11 of 13 at the stripe for Anna. Fine free throw shooting, which kept Carlisle off the charity stripe most of the night. Wyatt Bensman is our Clancy Star of the Game recipient. Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Great food, nothing fancy, fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's. The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're Car Star, relax. We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
But Chuck, that was an exciting win by Anna over Carlisle. I was really excited. I know you were too. And I felt like it was maybe a district championship win by Anna. It is a big upset. It's only game one of the sectional tournament, as Anna was an 8 seed, Carlisle a 4. But the Shelby County League beats the Southwest Buckeye League. And let's see if we can get head coach Nate Barhorse for a minute.
Hey, Nate. Hey, Nate. Okay.
Now, you may have heard me yelling in the background. Here comes Nate Barhorse, a quick comment or two from the mentor of the Anna program. Nate Barhorse, congratulations. Nate, the head coach of the Anna Rockets, has joined us here at courtside. Entertaining game, quite exciting. Fine game plan, coach, as you limited the two leading scorers, averaging 32-33 combined, Goodpaster and Floor. You held them to 20. Fantastic defensive plan.
It was. Well, I don't know if that's a plan by me in particular, but our kids did a great job of executing the game plan and limiting those guys to some tough shots the whole game. I mean, 22 Floor, who was their league player of the year, you know, he had to really work for everything he earned tonight.
Sure did.
And, you know, getting him in early foul trouble really helped to kind of set the tempo and get us a lead there in the first half. And then, you know, in the second half, you know, we had some spurts where it looked like we were able to pull away. And they hit some big shots that kept them in it, you know, and I got to give them credit. You know, they're not 17-5 and winning their league for nothing, you know.
Right.
So it was definitely a great test for us, especially with our youth and inexperience. And, I was just glad to see that we were able to come on the winning end.
Boy, your club has come of age. The biggest win of the year, best your team can play is, can you perform even better than this one?
I think our kids know we can perform a little bit better than what we just showed. I think we got stagnant there on offense. And
right.
It's credit to them, too. They're bigger than what we thought, you know, when we got out there and played. And, you know, they know we can play better. And we have to go back to some fundamental things and break it down a little bit more to what fits our mode and what we prefer to be better play.
And finally, you're virtually healthy and whole again for, well, the first time all year long, really.
Right, thank God. We still have some kids that are battling some flu right now. But for the most part, we're starting to get there, starting to become injury-free, and it was good to see us pull it out.
And you got a chance to see Preble Shawnee in game one. It beat Franklin Monroe, that's your opponent, on Wednesday back here at Vandalia Butler.
Absolutely. It looked like Franklin Monroe was going to pull away there, especially in the first half. Preble Shawnee stuck with it, had some key shots down the stretch, and we're going to have to go back and look at film and see exactly what we need to do against them come Wednesday.
14-9 on the year. The Rockets have won 8 of their last 10, playing their finest basketball of the season right now at crunch time.
I would say. And we got to keep it rolling. Thank you, Jack.
Head coach Nathan Barhorst of the Anna Rockets victorious tonight over Carlisle, 53-49. Next game for Carlisle, next game for Anna, round two of the boys Division III sectional here at Vandalia Butler is on Wednesday at 7:30. The opponent, Preble Shawnee. Our next webcast here on scoresbroadcast.com, doubleheader Tuesday night, Piqua boys Division IV sectional. And we are on the web online on scoresbroadcast.com at 5:45. A games tip at 6 and 7:30. We've got all the action for you. Fun day, Chuck. Exciting games this afternoon. Two 13-point contests, but neither game was really finalized until the last few minutes. Jackson Center girls over Troy Christian, Rushi girls over Fort Loramie, and tonight Anna springs the upset, although, well, we media folks like to use that verb, upset. We knew coming in. We handpicked this game because we knew how strong the Shelby County League was and knew the Southwest Buckeye League wasn't as good, and we felt the seedings were maybe skewed a little bit in favor of the Southwest Buckeye League team because of the 17-5 record and the conference championship.
That and the fact that more coaches from that league are in this sectional compared to, like at Piqua, you've got mostly Shelby County League school coaches that are voting. But, Anna is playing great basketball. And this was much more fun than the three blowouts they had at Piqua tonight.
Oh, what a great evening. Wyatt Benzman is our Clancy star of the game, as we noted. 19-point performance for Wyatt. But I tell you what, Chuck, several heroes. Everybody played extremely well. A smart game executed by Anna. That might be a good way to describe it. Extremely efficient. Solid defensively. And after Benzman, you've got three young men scoring 8 points or more. Good balance. Wow.
Yep. They played well tonight. As a team, they played very well.
Again, our next webcast is on Tuesday, 5:45 webcast time, 6 o'clock tip, doubleheader for you, Piqua Boys Division IV sectional action. Anna Rockets now advance to a mark of 14-9 on the year with the upset of Carlisle here tonight. Brett Gish is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside on stats, color, and on-site engineering. For all of our sponsors, Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Vandalia Butler. Our afternoon scores, Jackson Center 41, Jackson Center 41, Troy Christian 28. That was in the upper bracket girls sectional championship at Sydney. In the lower bracket, Division IV girls championship game at Sydney. It was 50, what was that final score? I've just drawn a blank.
Hey, hang on. It
was also 13, 49, 49-36.
49-36, yeah.
Yep, 49-36. Rushi defeated Fort Loramie after Jackson Center downed Troy Christian by a score of 41-28. And here tonight in first round Division III boys action at Vandalia Butler, Anna disposes of Carlisle by a final count of 53-49. Good night, everyone. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.